Once offenders are picked up, today they face new types of unconstitutional trials. Some researchers saw Bush's Military Commissions Act with its secret tribunals as an echo of the Third Reich special courts, which were designed to prosecute political resistance to the Nazi administration. The main duty of the special courts was to criminally prosecute the political resistance to the Nazi regime, wrote Dr. Thomas Roeder, Volker Kubeles, and Anthony Burwell in their book Psychiatrists, The Men Behind Hitler. During the Second World War, they gradually took over the duties of ordinary justice, and from 1942 on, most of the sentencing. Experts estimate that the Special Court of Hanover alone, one of several in today's Saxony, sentenced 4,000 defendants, about 170 of them, to death. Another eerie parallel between the Bush administration and the Third Reich involved the Führerprinzip, or leader principle, which was outlined in Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. This principle stated the leader embodied National Socialism and therefore the people. All decision-making rested with him. Such thinking evolves from the lack of trust in the people. National Socialism, like our democracy, was supposedly a movement of the masses, but its leadership had little faith in its followers. Nazi ideology denounced civilian methods of elections, negotiation, and compromise as horse trading and called for authority of command, discipline, and obedience, noted Professor Louis L. Snyder in his Encyclopedia of the Third Reich. This top-down leadership principle sounds eerily similar to calls by President George W. Bush for a unified presidency, as well as his comment to reporters in April 2006, "I hear the voices and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what's best." Perhaps the most unique feature of the Bush administration is its protracted period of unified party control of the government, a stark contrast to the divided governments of George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, noted Catherine Dunn Tenpas, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution. Civil libertarians historically have heeded the statement of patriot Thomas Paine, who wrote, in Common Sense, "In America, the law is king. For as in absolute governments the king is law, so in free countries the law ought to be king, and there ought to be no other. In other words, no one is above the law." Yet Bush has argued that actions allowing him to ride roughshod over the Congress, the courts, and the Constitution were somehow necessary to preserve the presidency.